This is Bird Note. Many birders play a New Year's game called Bird of the Year. The first bird you see on January 1st becomes your theme bird for that year. A magical bird, you hope. One to bless your perspective, your imagination, your spirit. Here's what author Lyanda Haupt had to say about her Bird of the Year. This particular year, my newborn baby is tucked softly between my husband and me in bed. There will be no sneaking away to some promising birdish locale. Still, I'm optimistic, as lovely birds often grace our neighborhood. I slip out the side door, looking up expectantly. Oh no! There's no denying it, much as I try. Before me perches the introduced species some ecologists refer to as skyrat. Well, year of the European starling it is. I'm momentarily disheartened, but consider E.O. Wilson's words. Every species is a magic well, a window unto all others. As an urban dweller, I might turn to the starling as easily as any other bird for lessons in living with resilience and attunement to the natural world. And even in winter, she is pretty, glinting with flecks of gold, iridescent black, purple, and green. My family is awake now, rustling about the coffee pot, and I am hopeful. Amazed already by the coming year. You'll find a link to Lyanda Haupt's books at our website, birdnote.org.
Birds make every day better. Donate $120 or more and receive the 2018 BirdNote calendar as our gift to you. More at birdnote.org.